Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Mahogany Jones, and you're tuned in right now to the Hip Hop Digest Show. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Me and you met a long time ago. You probably don't remember when I was managing Rock Wild, the Yummy. We was on tour a little bit. You was in the studio, and it was before you even did the Conceited and all of that type of shit. What changed your mind? What was the difference between you then and how you feeling now?
I'm older. I'm wiser. I'm been through a lot more. I know the game a lot more. I didn't, with you, you met me then, I was horrible probably. Like, I was horrible, I didn't care. I just wanted to rap, I just wanted to be nice.
Right.
I just want everybody to know, like, I can rap and I'm nice. And then one day you realize being nice don't matter.
Mm.
It's a business.
Mm.
And you could be the nicest on the planet. It's a business, it don't matter. Now, you don't care about being nice no more, especially when everybody know already. Now right. It's time to get down to business. 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 Time to get down to
welcome
business.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, brothers?
What's goody? What's goody?
Shit.
Happy recording day.
Happy recording day, sir.
We're here.
Indeed. I want to apologize for last week. I had some family issues I had to tend to. So we had a can it.
All right. You know, yes, we all got things we got to deal with. You know what
yes,
I
mean? Sir.
And so I was thinking about our long history in this hip hop thing. And I was particularly thinking about one E. Swervin Esquire.
Oh, I was going to say,
oh,
I thought you were talking about hip hop's long history. You're talking about our long history.
Our long history in hip hop.
Okay.
Yes. You're
talking about the three amigos.
And well, this is between me and Swerve. And it's not a big argument, but one of the most interesting things that we talked about that we didn't agree on as far as music, because I had pulled out the CD the other day.
Ooh.
And that was Public Enemy's
Music
in Our Message.
Yes, I remember that shit.
Music in Our Message.
Oh, man, I say it then, I say it now. If you listen to that record now, Chuck D a genius.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
I'm even willing to do that, to be honest with you, because they're one of my favorite groups of all time. So I'm willing to go back and revisit that album.
No doubt. I think that sometimes records can be prophetic in a certain way, you know. Like I gave Kurt G this grade B movie I gave Kurt G
Burt Reynolds?
No, one Burt Reynolds. It was Lee Majors.
Lee Majors.
Yeah,
yes, it was.
And it was called The Last Chase. But the subplot of that movie, a lot of the subplots in the movie, and this movie is a grade B movie, probably made in the mid to 77, 76.
That shit right there.
But check it out. But the subplot of the movie, that it was this crazy disease that took over, okay? Sort of just like COVID. Cats on there wearing masks, right?
76, 77.
It's 76, 77. Then, just like sort of how what's happening now, you know, the government got rid of all gas vehicles, okay? Mm. Either you was on a bike or an electric golf cart. You know, shout to Tesla. I'm just saying, some of the wider things of that movie, oh, if you play it.
Hey, Kurt, you hear this conspiracy nigga talking?
that's, you know what, sometimes you be looking at these movies and shit, you be like, you know what, these niggas is setting you up for some shit. They letting you know what's about to happen.
Happens in the future. All the time.
It's coming. They setting you up.
So,
yep.
But anyway.
I'm glad that you recognize that, Killer, because... At first, my thought was like, well, yeah, history repeats itself.
I agree, yes.
That's a fact.
No doubt, yes.
But I didn't realize you was going into the whole conspiracy. Welcome to Tesla and all that shit.
So anyway, but yeah, Music in Our Message. I was like, damn it, me and Swerve went to one battles back and forth to no end about that shit.
King Killer enjoyed the album for what it was, and I thought it lacked a lot. And I'm just being real. I'm not going to sit up here and say I love some shit that I don't love. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if I love it or not. The album's made, right? But I just wasn't feeling it. But I am going to re-listen to see if it makes a difference how many years is that ago?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, wow. Pull out the CD. Pull it out.
15, 20 years?
He's pulling out the CD right now. You're going to get the exact date on that shit.
I see he went right to the exact fucking stack, too.
No. Oh, shit. Damn it. Yeah, this is too small. I can't see it.
Give it to Curtis. He's got his glasses on.
I got my glasses. Oh, man. Yeah, right there in the corner. Look how small that is, B.
Nigga.
Oh, okay.
This is 1999?
Okay.
I think it's 1999 or 98.
That's a long time, yo.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So I will give it 23 years?
At least.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and listen to this from 23 years ago and see. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that Chuck is talking something important, but it just wasn't Public Enemy to me at that time. But so we'll see.
That's real.
Thank you for bringing that up. We should review certain albums. I'm going to. Matter of fact, now that you've inspired me, I'm going to revisit
The
Electric Circus. Yes,
oh.
I am. Yeah, I'm going to go back and listen to those joints this week and tell you about it next week.
Wow.
Okay.
I tell you what, the Electric Circus is a bigger Donnybrook than Music in Our Message.
Oh, man. Electric Circus had me involved.
Okay, no, I got to.
I was like, that shit is whack.
I got, hold up. I got the exact date. Kurt G was wrong. That's how small the writing was. It's 1994.
Damn!
Oh, more!
Oh, it's four. Looked like a nine to me. Okay, it's a four.
Yeah.
All
right. So it's almost 30 years. It's like 28 years or something like that, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Okay, well.
No doubt.
Well, we're going to bring it back up.
All right. Yeah. So let's get it.
Right.
Let's get it cracking, yo. So this is the first. This has got to be the biggest rest in peace ever in the history of the Hip Hop Digest because of the amount of people. Who passed away, and I did not list everybody, but I thought, you know, I guess the ones who I thought was important, no disrespect to any ones I did not mention, okay? So we're starting the show with the rest in peace portion. First, rest in peace goes out to Bernard Shaw.
Yes.
All right? The lead news anchor for CNN from 1980 to 2001, all right? Now, not just the lead anchor, the first anchor, okay, when CNN was created by that crazy mofo. What's his name? Ted Turner?
Ted Turner.
Yes, CNN was created by Ted Turner back in the days.
Out of Atlanta.
Yep, he hired Bernard Shaw to be his lead anchor. Yep. All right? This brother, you know, was a witness to history. If you look at the things that he covered, obviously the Gulf War, he covered Tiananmen Square. I mean, he covered, actually, before he worked at CNN, he was one of the first newsmen downtown covering the massacre in Jonestown and shit.
Damn. Wow.
Jim Jones, yeah, exactly. And, two, I didn't know this, Bernard Shaw, as a young guy, was cool with Walter Cronkite.
Wow.
Yeah.
America's newsman.
I'm saying, we're talking long dead folks, and I know you young bulls who don't know nothing about this, but you know, rest in peace to Bernard Shaw. Shout out, he hails from Chicago, Illinois. So, you know what I'm saying? Our Midwest brothers, stand up.
Yep.
All right. Next on that list, rest in peace goes out to Ernie Shavers.
Boxing legend.
Now, I'm going to say this, everybody like, who is Ernie Shavers?
Boxing.
Arguably, the 1970s, it was the greatest decade for heavyweights because of the high number of good heavyweights. Wasn't like a Mike Tyson era where he's just steamrolling cats. nothing like that, yo. The 70s is where you got a guy like Ernie Shavers who fought no less than Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes, and Ken Norton. I mean, that by itself out of the 70s is crazy. He actually boxed from 1969 to 1995.
Wow.
Damn.
I
didn't realize he boxed that long.
Ernie Shavers
been fighting all my life.
And there is a famous quote that Muhammad Ali said about Ernie Shavers. He was like, Ernie hit me so hard that it shook my kinfolk back in Africa.
Damn.
And there's a lot of people who saying that Ernie Shavers, his power closely resembled Tyson more than any other people from out the 70s. So rest in peace to Ernie Shavers, who hailed from Garland, Alabama. So, sir, you did fight the good fight. Rest in peace.
Indeed.
All right. Next person on that list is battle rapper Patrick Wayne Stay. One of the biggest battle rappers, no doubt. I think he probably is most known for the Game diss where he's defending Eminem. That's a pretty funny video if you go back and look at that. So he's probably, but he was a battle rapper. Stabbed to death, unfortunately, in Nova Scotia. That's ridiculous. All right. I don't know nothing about that. Yes. Okay. I don't know exactly where he hails from, but I think it was Canada. Don't know if it's Nova Scotia specifically, but we want to say rest in peace to him. All right. And two, it's just much more, I guess, than a rest in peace, but a topic of the show. All right. We want to say rest in peace to PNB Rock, the Philadelphia rapper. He was stabbed at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, the famous Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in Los Angeles. The police are saying he was stabbed due to a social media post that tagged his location. Witnesses say...
You said stabbed. He was shot.
Oh, though. I'm sorry. Did I say stabbed? Yeah, I'm getting stabbed. The other thing. Yeah. I was getting the other thing mixed up. I apologize. He was shot at Roscoe's, obviously, yes. But he was because of a social media post, and it tagged his location, okay?
Well,
his real name... I'm sorry.
Are we going to do the rest in peace first? Because the topic, if you're mentioning it, I definitely have something to say about that.
All right, so let me go through. His real name was Rakim Allen. Obviously, he's from Philadelphia. We do say rest in peace to him, but it is both. It is a rest in peace, and it is a topic, so you can get in at any time. It's nothing to besmirch him, but there is some prevalent issues that should be addressed.
Yes, and we will discuss that, but I don't want to fuck up if we're going to do Ramsey Lewis. I don't mean it's still Thunder, but we got to talk about that.
Yeah, no doubt. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and go through that. And to the next person, and you said his name, and he was the one. I'm like, there's one more person. Rest in peace to one of the greatest piano players in the history, not just jazz, but of music, the late, great Ramsey Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, you know.
Sampled too many times to even name.
Too many times the name, too many records that he puts out. Because if you go to Wikipedia or you go to Discogs and you type in Ramsey Lewis, like, he's got 20 pages of music. Okay,
and some of the greatest joints.
And some of the greatest music of all time. Now, just a quick synopsis, because I didn't have Ramsey Lewis written down. If you could look on your phone and find out where he's from, I'll give a shout out to his hometown. But my favorite Ramsey Lewis record is a combination with him and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay. Sun Goddess. Sun.
Wow. That's a classic right there.
I reach back here and pull out that record.
I can reach over too, sir. Right over there.
So you got that one somewhere too. Huh?
Sure. And I know where it is.
Definite classic right there. That Sun Goddess is crazy.
Uh-oh. Did I just pull it out?
Oh, another one from Chicago, brother.
Chicago,
Illinois. That's the exact album. Yes, I had that album. That one right there.
Yeah, Ramsey Lewis, Sun Goddess.
Go stand up again, yo.
No doubt. Chicago, Illinois. Sun Goddess to me, and actually, the one I got right here is the Half Speed Master. Oh, son, this joint right here.
Well, I can't tell you what I have right here because I'm not going to get up and get it, but
it doesn't matter. Actually,
I got it.
Actually, either record from Sun Goddess is good. The Earth, Wind, and Fire on Gratitude with the live version of Sun Goddess is an absolute classic. I think I may have that too.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at myself because it was one more person that I was like, yo. Oh, and it was Ramsey Lewis. So, but okay. Anyway, shout to you because we did not forget Ramsey Lewis.
Sir. Man,
I don't know, G. Maybe you got to play Sun Goddess, yo.
Might as well.
Done. It's already done.
Yeah, this is one of the greatest recordings ever. My favorite Ramsey Lewis recording. Although, again, it was an Earth, Wind, and Fire composition. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the late, great Maurice White who wrote the whole right. thing. So, yeah. No doubt
about
that.
All right, so you mentioned... photographs and locations and stuff like that.
The social media game. Yeah.
So we're back to the young man.
Yes, we're again, like I said, government name, Rakim Allen. Obviously, he was from Philly, and everybody knows what happened. So,
well, I want to remind you that when we were coming up in the early days, there was out there called Stick Up Kids.
Yes.
It was getting whoever. And there wasn't no social media.
Stick Up Kids is out to tax.
Yes, right? Yeah. So just because social media does exist now and is a factor, that doesn't wipe out the fact that he was in the hood, yo, and somebody might have seen him. And called somebody and that shit could have happened. It doesn't necessarily have to be specifically because the picture. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not condoning it. I think it's stupid too. I think it's stupid to post where you are in real time. I think that's dumb. You post that shit tomorrow or later tonight or whatever. But I don't want people... I keep hearing people saying stuff, well, she shouldn't have posted that picture. She shouldn't have posted that picture. Maybe she shouldn't have. But maybe there shouldn't have been a stick-up kid that saw him looking real shimmery going into that particular establishment at that address.
I got to push back a little bit. Okay. Pop Smoke is posting in real time where he was. It happens to be in LA as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. You know, XXX Tenion, as he's shopping and flaunting the bag, is posting in real time. So, son, I don't know about that. The Yumbos and that social media game thing. See, you and I, some shit will click, boop, bing, ding, whatever you got, your thing, or be on the phone. Man, we liable not to pick that shit up for 40 minutes.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know, yo. I mean, my daughter My daughter don't miss nothing in real time. And most kids her age don't.
Okay, but B, here, it's going to sound fucked up. And I apologize for that to him and his family. But you have to know where you going, yo. Like when I found out which one it was, my stomach sunk a little bit because I thought, damn, that's the joint me and Adonis was at. Like it was a while back. And when we were there, I could tell, like, yo, this area is not probably the fucking best area to be in, right? So if I'm thinking that with no jewelry and nothing shimmery, somebody who has already had issues in LA in a place where you probably would not even expect to be bothered, little Ethiopia, go get you some food and be out. He was in a place that is not the best place to be. And if you are wearing Rolexes and all that kind of stuff, people are going to see you. And look, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. I'm just saying, as going forward, folks need to be more litigious in their mind of what they're going to wear.
But I'm still got to push back because, see, you're not, that comes natural to us. Okay, we don't move like we move in an area that we don't know. See, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we was in a place that we didn't know, we're not going to move the same like if we were in Washington, D.C. Even if we're in the hood in Washington, D.C., but we're here and we know how to move.
But you're right. But you ain't from that hood, so you going.
But right. But I'm just saying. Right, and you gonna understand, man. That does not translate for kids. Mm. It don't translate for kids. And this is the thing. How many times we got to get on here? He wasn't even on that pull up culture shit.
Right. Right. But he was on. But he was shining.
But right, and he was shining, and not even the sixth half, at least a half dozen or more times, have we talked about shining in areas,
in the wrong area,
right? In area, in the wrong areas, and yeah. We can, because we old guys, we can pull out stories on top of stories, like you said, back in our day, stick up kids. You learn a lesson about the stick-up kids. So, back in our days, if you got felines and gazelles...
You put them gazelles away. Niggas put that herringbone away.
Niggas was tucking their chain.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying. So, but again, but that doesn't filter down to social media kids. You know what I'm saying? That
social media is to shine.
Yeah, exactly. That's the purpose. You know what I'm saying? And now you got wolves. Now you got people commenting... Ice-T put out a comment, you know what I'm saying? How many times I done told cats about gang culture in L.A.? Yep. He said, there's a reason why cats don't run around here shining. You never see me and Snoop and Kendrick or anybody else he named in there wearing a lot of jewelry and this, that,
and
the third.
They got money.
And got plenty of it. But long time ago, we interviewed with Redman, and Redman was like, You never catch me shining. I'm in a regular Jones. Hell, would you let us today? We seen him coming out the damn video store. Man. And he's just a regular ass dude. This red man. You know what I mean? So, I mean, but again, that don't filter down to your whole world is about shining. He had enough jewelry on. You know what I'm saying?
Or what about this? What about this? Just give it up. It's not worth my life.
Son.
Because apparently there's reports now that he basically tried to fight. Basically.
He did. Yes, he did. He resisted.
Just give it up, yo.
He did.
Just give it up.
But God. Oh, God. He's more afraid of the headline, P&B Rock robbed. And then some nut showing his chain on another social media platform.
Exactly.
He's more afraid of that.
But he's alive.
Exactly. But you got to understand the mentality. The mentality, even being that these I don't even know what to say, B. I don't even know how to call it. What right word to use for this shit? When you thinking that, almost like you're invincible, almost like not that you're invincible, but that you're immune to certain shit happening to you because you're on a certain level, that niggas is going to give you that much
there
respect. Much respect that because you are who you are, or you have this person or that person, that they're not going to rob you like you some regular ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the regular nigga that you could just roll up on and steal from. I'm not that dude. So they not going. That's not going to happen to me. I'm not on. I'm gonna say nigga that be like, I'm not on that bullshit. I don't be out here talking that gang shit. I don't be out here talking about I'm gonna kill niggas. I'm be talking about this type of shit and that type of shit. So niggas ain't really gonna fuck with me because I ain't on that shit. But like you said, be wolves, my nigga. When niggas see you rocking some shit that could change their entire fucking life, my nigga. Rocking some shit that is more money than niggas have seen in their whole entire life. Niggas is going to be hungry. They're going to be like, fuck that shit. Give me that. I want it, and I want it now. And like you said, niggas is so much more afraid of the headline. Because they've seen it themselves so many times, it just happened. The niggas is rocking what's his name? Fucking chain.
Freddie Gibbs
chain. He probably just saw that shit. Like, man, nigga ain't gonna be walking around with my fucking chain on, talking about they robbed me. You know what I'm saying? So you want to fight back. And it's like, the natural thing for niggas like us would be like, man, fuck that. Have that shit. I don't give a fuck. It's yours. Yep.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But because of that headline and because of the price tag you spent for that shit on top of it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck that. I'm gonna fight for my shit. You ain't gonna take my shit.
That's a terrible decision.
Right, so... Getting robbed in Chicago. Shout out to Chicago once again on the California L-top. Cat pulled up, pulled the gun directly out.
On who?
On me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I gave him the wallet. Yep. The thing about Chicago was everybody else on the L platform walked to the other end.
They got away.
They watched you getting robbed.
They watched me getting robbed. So, real talk, shout to whoever he was.
It's a shout.
Yeah. He took the $40 out the wallet, threw it on the track, and then ghost.
Damn.
I climbed down on the track, yo, got my wallet, you know what I mean?
Had to do it.
And was thankful for my life.
And you're alive.
Indeed. So, you know.
You lost your $40, but you could have lost your life over
$40. Over $40, right. You've been fighting that nigga back.
Yeah.
Now, but before we get off of that, though, I can tell you some Landover stories where niggas got killed because they only had $6 in their pocket.
This is what I'm saying. The extraneous thing that social media is a clear and present danger. And just like anything else, if you don't use the appropriate caution, okay? Now, this is a shout to young kids. I don't have social media, you know what I mean? So I don't know nothing about that, you know what I mean? So I don't know. The drug of fame and the drug of shining is so prevalent that it could.
Nigga, you just said the right word, B. Drug. That's what that is. That social media shit is a drug, my nigga. They're addicted to that shit. So they gotta stay on it 24/7. The phone is in their hand nonstop. It might as well be a part of their fucking hand. At some point in the future, they're gonna have fucking phones that are part of your fucking hand, pretty much. Niggas gonna be looking at your hand. Because they can't detach themselves away from it. They're always looking at the motherfucker. I'm at work seeing niggas, the fucking rule is you can't have your phone out at work, but niggas is fucking just got their phone out constantly looking at their shit. So they ain't enforcing the rule, but that's just, like I said, that's one of the rules, like you can't have your phone out, but niggas always got their phone out constantly. I'm like, look, these young boys, they can't put their fucking phone down.
You know, period. It's addictive, right?
It's what I'm saying. It's an addiction. It's a drug. Like you said, that shit is a drug, nigga. And I don't know how they gonna break that addiction. But it's crazy.
I can't see any thing breaking that in the near future or far future. It's just getting worse.
It looks like at some point in time, that's just going to turn into one of them fucking commercials that you see. If somebody that lived from 2000 to 2020, you might have a lawsuit because of phone usage. You know what I'm saying?
Because of radiation upside your head. Nope. Yeah, you're stuck.
Oh, man. So, all right, yo. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, sir. It is unfortunate.
PNB Rock.
Indeed. Rest
yes,
in peace.
That's so,
and what's also sad before we fully get away is this is yet another one, yo. Like, goddamn, youngins.
It's not going to be the last one, my B. Damn. It's not going to be the last one.
And that's the real. That's the real sad thing about it, because it's not like you're going to have a sea change in that culture.
Right.
You will not.
So it's not like when Tupac and Big died, there was like a pause and like a reset kind of.
At that point it was a pause. And then Katz is saying, you know, nah, we might have to squash violence. And then you had a reunification. East and West Coast cats getting together, showing they ain't had no beef and everything. So I can't see that social media.
This is on a whole different. This is, matter of fact, this is really nothing to do with beef. This is just niggas.
Yeah, this is
right. Said, niggas is around shit and niggas is hungry and they see some shit and they go get it. So it wasn't like some type of East Coast West Coast where it's this person, this rapper against that rapper, but with war words that turned into niggas getting killed.
Yep.
All right, let me move. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. It's not so much of a topic, it could be, but it's more of a total fall from grace. New Fetty Wap prison photos emerge.
Damn.
It's been 2 weeks, and this is a couple of weeks ago. These topics have some age on them. Fetty Wap was arrested and pleaded guilty to federal drug charges in New York. A charge that carries a minimum sentence of 5 years in prison. And so they show Fetty Wap with his prison, burgundy prison jumps on. Other guys looking cock diesel with the prison whole look. And I just remember Trap Queen
the hottest shit on the planet.
On this guy, right. This guy had the biggest record on the absolute planet. And two, was writing and was racking up. I mean, he was racking up. But jail nigga disease is prevalent as well.
Another drug?
Jail nigga disease is prevalent, my G.
Yeah.
I mean, he's racked up on federal drug charges. Now, look, real talk, 300 Entertainment probably was jerking him. Okay.
Of course.
He probably was generating.
Boy, Leo.
Yeah, he's probably generating hundreds of millions of dollars, right? And probably was only seeing a trickle. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not, you know.
It's the business.
Hey, Leo R&M, Kevin Lyles.
And the streaming numbers probably went up after the nigga got locked up.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Right. As they continue to cash checks.
Right.
So, but like I said, you know, Fetty Wap. In prison photos, I mean, that at this point, that's all he can do and hope he can translate that prison credit into a future career when he gets out in maybe 3 years.
When was his last hit?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, okay. So you think another 5+ years is going to change?
His time is over, B.
Yeah, I don't feel no kind of sorrow for him, nigga. You did that shit, and you admitted it, and now you are on vacation in a fucked up place.
It's nigga. It's
wow.
On vacation.
Damn, Frank.
In a fucked up place.
Wow. Shout out to Frederick Wap.
Nah, I ain't shouting him out.
All right, no doubt. All right, I'm running short on topics, but this one is, I think, is particularly interesting. Shout out to Chris Lehman.
Uh-oh. Oh, he had a question for you today, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and I'll read the most important part here. I'll read the most important part here. Shout out to Chris Lehman. At King Killer.
He added you, too.
Yeah.
Like, nigga,
yes,
it's all about you.
At King Killer, I got to respond to your female MC comments. You know, you basically admitted to that you will never give them and them, again, female MCs, equal value because of the subject matter of some of their peers. And I'll stop there. All right. Son. Son, I'm going Perry Mason on you, my G.
Uh-oh.
Going Perry Mason, my G. Exhibit one.
Exhibit one.
Remy Ma uses Thirst Trap to announce new LP. All right. Now, I'm going to stop there because we know Remy Ma to be very nice as an MC. Not just a female MC, but an MC, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know a lot of hang around Fat Joe, a lot of Terror Squad, but on her own still, very, very accomplished.
Yes.
Would you agree, G Swerve?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
But again, exhibit one, because I'm presenting the facts, right? I'm like Perry Mason in the jungle.
Oh, Ironside, nigga.
Man, whatever. Yesterday, again, this is older, it says September 4th, Remy Ma took to Instagram for two reasons. To flaunt her stuff and reveal new music on the way. And I quote, right here, wearing a three-piece lingerie set.
It's lingerie. It's lingering around,
okay.
That lingerie.
She got a three-piece Joan on.
Lingerie at the dancery.
Right. This nigga making up words and shit.
Nah, hold up, yo. Let me, I'm just saying,
lingerie,
yo.
Lingerie.
Okay. She wearing a three-piece lingerie set, right? She rocking the bra. She rocking the panties. Yo, she rocking a garter belt, my G. Okay? She rocking heels. Okay? And it also goes to show that the rapper shows off her curvy frame for the camera.
So, G. Not her lyrics?
B. Nah, I didn't hear.
You didn't spit no bars.
Nah,
B.
I didn't hear no bars, son.
Bars.
I didn't hear no bars, son. So
she had a lingerie though. With
she lingering around with lingerie and shit.
Hey B, hey B. Not only did she have the bra and panty jump off, yo. Not only she had the bra and panty jump off. She had that garter jump off, yo.
Garter.
She had that guard. Yeah, yo,
don't forget the stilettos, my nigga.
Yo, she had them on too, yo. You see, people don't realize, yo, you know what I'm saying? If you're a young boy who grew up in the 70s, that garter means something to you.
Garter.
Nigga said to garter.
So.
With them stockings up.
So shout to Chris Lehman. You know, you can say what you want about this. You know what I mean? She's a very good looking woman, no doubt. And you can say what you want about me basically not giving credit, but here we have an accomplished MC female, okay, bruh, who got a history of dope records, who didn't need it, but bruh.
Hey, Chris, don't come up here with your jewelry all shimmering, bruh.
You said you came for me and I ain't even call you, baby.
I'm just saying, yo.
Damn.
I'm just saying that's one of the things that I'm talking about. The pressure is too. We're talking about pressure is too great. She gets not from me because I know about Remy Ma. I respect Remy Ma. Okay, I didn't need the bra and panty show. I didn't need it. Somebody announced, "Oh, Remy Ma got a new Joe now." Okay, I'm checking. Okay.
MC Light changed her style. She didn't go bra and panties, but she changed her style.
Yeah, she went more regular.
Feminine
look. Should I say more feminine?
Is that okay?
Hey. You know what, B? I'm going to say this. And I'm not going to go as far as Mr. Killer did. But I'm going to say this. And I said killer. Because on purpose. Kill her. Get it? So
wow. But wow. I don't think I did that.
But I'm gonna say this. This is my take on it, as far as bra and panty goes. If you putting on bra and panties and that's your show and that's what you put on at the forefront, before niggas even hear you speak, that's the forefront. That's what niggas see. They see you, they see the thirst trap first. And they get into the visual before they even hear a word you gotta say, then your bra and panty set. I don't give a fuck how nice you are. You could be the nicest of the nice, but if you using that before you use your lyrics, then I'm gonna put you in the bra and panty set. Not that you ain't nice. I might say, yeah, she want bra and panty set, but she nice. She's still nice, but she still belongs to the bra and panty set. But she's nice. I'll give her that. But I'm gonna put you in that lane if you wanna put that up front. Before the lyrics get spit.
So, sir, are you putting Rod Digger in the bra and panties?
No, because I don't see her using that.
Me neither.
I don't see her using that. But if Rod Digger comes out tomorrow and she's doing what Remy Ma did, I'm going to say, damn. She trying to change lanes? Is she trying to change lanes?
Is she twerking and patting her kitty? Yeah, you bra and panty.
Yeah,
because that's a distraction from the lyrical content of what you're providing. Hey, look who we got.
Hey, killer.
What up, what up? Let the dirt just stepped in the building.
Yo. Sir.
Hey, man, look, I figured I didn't have time, you know, with my busy schedule touring the world to, you know, come and accept my award from you guys. So
he just took the mic from you, too. You noticed that, right?
Speech. Pull up my scroll and let me thank DJ Khaled and...
pull out the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yeah, what's up with y'all, man?
What's good? We was on a full conversation right now about the bra and panty.
But I'm just saying. So now, Swerve, and nobody is asked. I just happened to see that Chris Lehman, and I couldn't resist because it is specifically. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Some people would say, yeah, well, it's just the same. But maybe it's not a sexualized rappers running around, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, no shirt on, you know, wife beater, jock strap. I don't know, yo.
I haven't seen a rapper with a jock strap on.
I don't know.
Hammerhead on that banana hack shit, though.
Hold on. is LL Bra and Panty, male version.
No. I would say no, but I would say he does use that thirst trap of taking off his shirt when he was at times to try to get the females more, entice more females. He did use the thirst trap for them.
Let's do this then. Is Nelly the male version of Bra and Panty?
No. Nelly, I say no because I didn't see him out there doing that like that. That was the first thing you saw. Now, Nelly, I don't think he was that nice of a rapper, but still, I didn't see him in
this
that.
This is what I'm saying. You could be a good looking man, right? And I'm just not. I'm going to take somebody who's not even a rapper. You take a guy like, I'm assuming women find Tyrese to be a good looking man, right? You know, now could now.
Right.
Whatever. I'm just saying. I'm just picking somebody who tried to kick off a music career, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, why didn't his music career, maybe he couldn't sing. Okay, fine. Then his music career won't be no good. But if they're constantly bombarding him as the greatest man alive or whatever, then maybe he has a music career. I don't know. That doesn't translate well. People try to use the male equivalent, but it doesn't translate well. The point is Remy Ma in the whole Bra and Panty set, not music in the background, not her music. You just see her on that 4 second Joan and you like, damn,
she looked good.
Yep.
But that's what she's using to tell you about her new project that's coming out. So I'm going to have to throw her for this project. I'm not saying all time, but for this project, I'm going to throw her in the Bra and Panty set.
That because project goes
you're
out
use
the window
that first before you even spit a lyric.
That project,
your lyrics got to be first before I see you.
Exactly.
That I don't even know what the fuck you look like, but if I say, damn, she can spit, then I'm like, oh, she's nice. But if all I see is fucking shots of you in a bra and a panty, or you shots of you out here doing sexual shit, I'm like, oh yeah, she's trying to sell sex. First
the project
she sells
was
her lyrics.
The project is over the minute the clip is over.
Oh
wow,
yep, that's it.
Ooh.
The project is finished the minute the clip is over because most cats is going to be like, yo, did you see Remy Ma? Yo, and then boom, they're going back to doing what they was doing previous.
Damn, yo.
This is when y'all should cue the dun, 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 dun. Stakes is high. Because didn't someone say, I'm sick of women shaking asses, sick of Versace glasses? That was then. Sounds like still the same shit going on.
Yeah.
It's a very unfortunate part of the game for female rappers and MCs.
Right.
Shout out to Sharok. Shout out to my sister from Carolina.
Rhapsody.
Chez Noir.
You got Pretty Bully.
They rhyme.
Star. Oh, yeah.
They're pretty.
Yeah.
But they don't push the attire where I just gotta be showing as much skin as my raps. That is probably, I'm not one I want to speak for y'all brothers, but that's kind of how it is. Like, you showing more skin than you showing bars than you are Bra and Panty to me.
To me, exactly. That's the same way I feel.
All right, yo. All right.
But I'd say the male thing, let's say the male equivalent to what females are doing would be more so niggas on the coke rap, trap rap. That would be more of an equivalent than to say niggas that's trying to take off their shirt and trying to show off skin to sell their shit.
They showing off money.
They're showing their money. They're talking about guns. They're talking about what pulling up on niggas. And that's enticing to people because it's more of a movie type shit to me. Niggas is selling a movie. Some of them niggas is really doing it, as you can tell, as you can see. But some of them niggas is just selling a movie to you.
Okay. So
they're going to stop doing it in Atlanta, though. They're going to take that shit over there.
Oh, yeah. Them niggas is locking niggas up in Atlanta. She ain't playing.
Take it to
she
the next
like, oh, that's what you talking about? Yeah. Let me see if you really doing that shit.
She said, take it to the next county.
Yeah, she did. Take that shit out of my county.
Yo, check it out, yo. So y'all keyed the next topic. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now to me, is do this particular, I'm naming names, Complex here. Do they get credit or are they on a late pass here? Complex, Rock Marciano, and The Alchemist. Masterpiece on The Elephant Bones. They go on to say Rock Marciano and The Alchemist are both widely regarded as godfathers in the new age street renaissance. Notice they didn't call it coke rap. call it Street Renaissance. Rock Marcio has proven that he's one of the best rappers and producers in the game. Boy, I don't know if Complex would have said that 3 years ago, boss, but...
I know I want to give a shout-out, too, because niggas always forget about Ka.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Ka's,
yeah.
He's a veteran in that shit, too. Course. He's been doing that shit just as long as Rock Marcio has.
Of course. For him and Alchemist to finally link up and do a full-length project and to deliver a masterpiece is something that fans should cherish. You know, and he said that they kept this sound and culture alive long enough so that groups like Griselda could rise into mainstream consciousness. Crime rap, now to get a little bit closer, crime rap is what Marciano and the Alchemists excel at. So,
yo, B,
all right, my man.
I got to. Just for the integrity.
Okay, my man.
Hip Hop Digest Show. Integrity. And I think I maybe touched on this a little bit in the text chain. I can't remember what the resolve was, but Rock rhymes very well at what he rhymes about, right?
You're being very careful with your words, sir.
I am. I'm being okay. I'm trying to set this story correctly.
All right.
Like, there's, I don't want any, like, no bias because I like Rock Marcy. So, but what I'm saying is, he does what he does, right?
Right.
Consistently. Jay-Z was doing what he was doing consistently. Big, if he had still been around, probably would have been continually consistent with them stories he was telling.
Right.
But we didn't get the benefit of seeing what that was going to lead to. We did get the benefit of Jay-Z. But I think each of us, and I know I did, was like, okay, bro, you at a certain point now. When we gonna get some different material? I'm trying to find a space where I can reconcile his great ability to tell those stories that he tells, and his fans are not like, it's the same shit. You're just saying different words, versus fans that will say, okay, what else you got? Remember how we did Jay-Z?
Right. Right.
At what point will we start holding other descriptive, storytelling-ass, dope-ass MCs that do that?
Okay.
Because we got...
Hold up.
I'm going to be done. Let me just finish.
All right.
I'm looking at the big pie of hip-hop at this second. I'm not looking... And that pie includes PNB Rock. This pie includes all them dudes from Florida, Atlanta, everywhere. I'm looking at the whole pie when I say this.
Okay.
So I just want that to be clear. He's very good at what he does, but we have been on some people who've done that. We've been on them like, okay.
So... I'm not long, G.
Oh, okay. Mine is short too.
I'm not long. This is one of this is a Hip Hop Digest exclusive.
Oh shit.
Okay? Uh
oh. It's Hip Hop Digest exclusive. You are gonna see King Killer defend Hov.
Uh oh.
Oh shit. Yeah,
this is I'm usually his lawyer on the show. I'm usually the only one defending that nigga. That's how I got the name Kurt G. Esquire and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. This is exclusive Hip Hop Digest.
I got co-counsel today.
Yeah. This is exclusive. Damn. So, it was Jay-Z's change in his lifestyle that precipitated people saying, damn, Hov, a lot of five-star hotels, a lot of limo rides, a lot of money, a lot of, you know, as your stature grew as a businessman, how you still telling Marcy Coke deal stories?
Okay.
It was him, Hov himself. So, that's where... Only in that instance, I'm going to defend Hov up against somebody like Rock Marcy. Okay. That is the only reason why Cats was, you know, it's saying, well, we want something different from Hov. Okay. Gotcha. That's all. I'm out.
I ain't mad with that at all.
Okay. I'm out.
And so what I'm saying is that Rock Marcy, to me, I know you don't want to hear this, but to me, I'm going to give him a pass only because he's like one of those niche market type rappers. where he's fitting in a certain lane. That's his lane. What he does is what he does, and niggas flock to that shit. And he got a cult, he got an audience that loves that shit. And they, the only thing they want to hear from him is that same shit. If he that nigga come out spitting some fucking Versace talk on some other shit, niggas are like, man, get the fuck out of here. What the fucking Mark Marcy on right now? He's on, what he does is what he does, and niggas want to hear that. And that's all they want to hear. And every time he does that shit, they love it.
Okay.
And you see he's getting fucking complex to talk about his ass. So he's actually moving up the scale.
Well, they're probably doing it just because they know how fucking great this shit is.
I started the topic out. Is Complex getting props, or they just some Johnny come late pass niggas?
They just had some space in. They wanted to fill the space in. They wanted to fill that space in with somebody, and they filled it in with Rock Marcy.
Let's go back in history and see if they say anything good about Griselda, and that'll show you the dick ride ability of that shit. Whatever is hot. Oh, we got to talk about it. Get somebody over there.
Yo, word is born. Tim, I see you got, you might want to chime in.
I got a little small, you know, spice to add to the dish right now. And I think I sit somewhere between you guys' thoughts on it, where I totally understand. And I ask the same question that Irvin was asking all the time, because I'm at a point where I'm like, yeah, I'm a fan of this shit. But I'm also on a hunt myself to surpass the last thing that came out. And to not, you know, not like, oh, man, I'm going to go do a house album now. You know?
don't get this man started on that.
I'm not pointing to nobody in particular, but it's just like, all right, how can you surpass the last thing you did? I don't know if every artist steps in the booth with that in mind. I feel like some people kind of go off of their rep. The rep that they've built up to that point where you have certain people that listen to music all across the board, not just hip hop, but it's like they listen with a non-biased ear. They listen where it's like, oh, excuse me, I take that back. I said that wrong. They listen with a biased ear. Whereas I love Stevie Wonder so much that I would never say that Stevie Wonder did a bad song or a lackluster song. So I guess it's like, all right, can we compare this to jazz and say these people are like jazz artists that only do one type of jazz? Like this artist only does the type of jazz that basically compares to like the Coltrane and Miles era, because that type of jazz still gets played to this day. And I don't know how many jazz fans say, they need to change the style up. But then you had some jazz artists that went real far left and went into this whole free avant-garde shit. So you compare it to hip-hop, it's like, all right, are they doing that, or are they doing what Green said? Are they saying, man, I got the name already, people just riding with me anyway, man, I'm gonna just go ahead and keep doing the same type of joint? So are we dealing with consistency or complacency?
So I'm gonna split the difference on that, and that's a great point. And jazz is the greatest analogy you can use, because once you start doing that, then people are judged on, can they play their instrument proficiently enough? Because, mm-hmm. See, jazz people, they listen for good music just like anybody else. But if you can't play your particular instrument well, oh, they're going to call you on that, bruh. You will not get away with that. You know, even down to like James Brown fining people on stage for missing notes or not keeping tempo. So, so that's where, like Kerr G said, see, Rock Marcy does what he does so well. Now, yeah, of course it paved the way for Griselda and them, but what they do so well. Others, well, like you said, how do you top the next thing? Well, you may have to put yourself way out there if you don't play your instrument very well and end up doing house records. But
I know this may be about time, and that, you know, you may or may not be able to argue that, because that, you know, like I said, comparatively, there's somebody that's like, well, Will Chamberlain was the greatest player, and someone else is saying, well, Michael Jordan. Might be about the time and the era. But I'm wondering also, when I'm listening to these cats of current, and they've been around for a while. It's not like they're just now popping up. They obviously have a legacy of this. But I ask myself this question. because I'm listening to you now, in not y'all, but this artist, whoever these artists may be, I'm listening to you now in 2022. Are you doing this better than Wu-Tang did it? Can you do that? Because it's like, all right, are they telling the same stories that, but that's the thing, Wu is a little different because they weren't just rapping about crime. Like, they were actually rapping, too. It was about, like, them making sure in the song, depending on what the song was, that they told you, yeah, my darts is sharper than these other cats out here. Like, everything I'm saying is not just
but
about...
But that was the excellence in being able to play your instrument. Because you can talk about crime as being Wu-Tang, but then you're going to talk about the honeys on Ice Cream. And then you're going to talk about a deeper level of a subject on, you know, Also Simple. So that's when you're an excellent MC, you don't really have to worry about that because you can range. But you can be just as excellent and still say, I'm going to stay avant-garde or I'm going to stay deep jazz. You know what I'm saying? Now, it is no wrong way or right way to look at that. You know, I see back to Swerve's point, you know what I'm saying, about when you're looking at the whole pie and you're looking at something different or whatever. You know, I don't know. You know, nobody writes protest songs better than Chuck D. You know what I mean? I mean, people have their lane, you know, but sometimes if you don't have your lane and then you get out of it, you know, that shows the, you know, come on, man. We saw MC. Come on, man. We saw MC Hammer in a black watch cap with Lokes on, my G. I mean,
bumps
come
in
on.
The bump. Bumps
and,
in the
and,
bump.
And, this, look, and in the same video or the alternate version of that video, he had on like a leopard thong or something.
His eyes. Then he had, that's we need extreme. To pray just to make it today.
Well, you talk about, but then Hammer will say, "Hey, I had diversity in my shit. Hey, I was from here to here. I didn't talk about the same exact thing throughout the whole album.
All right,
so I had diversity. So what y'all niggas want?
What you really want?
But make Hammer a form of Kanye in his time?
No.
Not at all.
There's only one Kanye, yo.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
Kanye's
a one in a lifetime type individual, like a James Brown,
David Bowie.
Yeah,
he's a once in a lifetime dude. Ain't nobody like Kanye, yo.
His mind just thinks differently than most niggas. So yeah, he's on a different level. But now going back to your point, not to extend this topic, but going back to your point of looking at the whole pie,
yes,
which you said included some trap niggas too.
All of it, yes.
Trap niggas is going to come at us right now and say, y'all niggas is coming at us and y'all niggas is speaking out of both sides of your mouth. Y'all want to talk about, all we do is talk about the same shit over and over and over again, but y'all want to give Rock Marcy a pass for talking about
I'm like DMX, bring it.
Yeah, they talking to y'all.
Right, they talk. But I know, I'm talking to myself.
No.
But I'm just saying, but that's they're going to be coming
and
at
I'm
me.
Like,
yeah, come on.
And
me.
I'm like DMX, really? And I'm like, bring it. And I will give you the same expertise in the field that you may talk about dealing drugs, but trust me when I tell you, only in a trap narrative, okay? You can't ride any up north real true hip hop beats. That's just not what you do. Now, in a trap narrative, you're the best at it because we had plenty of veteran MCs who thought that they were gonna do trap and they sound garbage on that. So
he gonna call you an old fogey, get in his Rari and spin the tires on you as he drives
and
off.
That's fine. but that's fine. How many, just like we just, so let's put them to the same litmus test. How many of them trap niggas is transition and then doing something else?
Hey, TV or podcast, all kind of shit.
Hey, whatever. I'm just saying. So there are people who transition, you know, who are better than that. You know what I'm saying? And Outkast and even T.I. and guys like that. They're better than that. You know what I'm saying? And they can do different things. But most of y'all niggas?
Ooh.
Uh-uh.
There is no plan B.
There's no...
uh-uh.
Plan B is back to the trap for real.
Back to UPS.
Yeah.
King Killer, can I insert a topic real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
We don't normally do this, but you came at me. You had some things for me. I got something for Curtis.
Oh, shit.
I got something for Curtis.
You're coming at me. Call my real government name, too. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm prepared for the smoke. Okay, what's good?
Curtis G.
What's good?
And the G stands for good. So you don't post a whole lot in the text chain.
No, I don't.
But you did post them young bulls from Philly up in there talking about, was it Song of the Year or Video of the Year?
This is my Video of the Year because them niggas freestyle. The way they flipped that shit, I was like, oh, come on.
Oh, the scenario joint.
The scenario joint. That shit was so sick to me.
Yes, Coach Contra. So here's my question to you. And I'm asking because I want to understand, not because I'm trying to roll your... I don't drive a bus like our man's over there. I'm just trying to ask a question.
Ask the question, sir.
I'm trying to ask a question. So when I first heard them dudes... Before anybody even talked to me, like the first hit in my ears, I heard them. I thought, wow, they sound like the new leaders of the new school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is okay.
Okay.
But they sound like the new leaders of the new school. Okay. So I just kept it right there. And then I think they had some music out and I went and checked it. And I was like, okay. Right?
Right.
So... Now, that's been out for a minute. Right. I don't know if it's this new scenario remix freestyle thing they did is new or old. I don't know. But when you posted, I watched it, and I had the same thought. They remind me of the new leaders of the new school. There's nothing that, to me, stood out to make them or to make me say, oh, I got to check for these dudes, like... Listening to Just Another Case of the PTA made me say, oh, let me see who these cats are. But for you, and I, you know, I respect your musical taste and all of that. Right here, right now, I want to ask you, why is that to you?
Right.
The video or whatever of the year.
Because you didn't listen to my words. I said the video of the year. I like the way.
Video of the year.
Video of the year.
Video
I didn't say song of the year. I said video of the year because the way they flipped that shit and the way they cut that video and the way they was going back and forth in the animation between them, how they was just animated and how they did that shit, I was like, damn, I'm impressed with these young boys because they actually took in and basically enveloped the spirit of that record.
Okay.
And took it and flipped it and put their own lyrics to it.
I wasn't like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
I was again like they sound like leaders of the new school on scenario.
Right, but that was the purpose of it to me. That's why I liked it. I was like, okay, they really took the spirit of the regular record and took it, and they each did their own thing and flipped it, and with their own lyrics. They didn't take the original lyrics and redo them. They put their own lyrics on it and flipped it, but spit it the same way that the original was spit. It's same way. Right. So that's why I said, oh, this is the video of the year to me because I like the way they did this shit.
I just wanted
now the rest of their music. I'm going to be dead ass with you. I didn't even go check nothing else for them niggas. I saw that video and was like, okay, damn. I like this shit. I like how they did this. So I don't even know what nothing else sounds like from them. Just that one record. That one thing I saw right there.
But what's funny is, tell me if I'm wrong.
Right.
But it's like, it's almost like they're sitting at the exact same table doing the same exact shit as they did when I first saw them.
They probably were. Yeah, but I didn't see them the first time.
Yeah.
Where they had,
I didn't see the first video or whatever the other video was. I only saw this one video. It came across my notifications. I got it on YouTube one day and a notification came up and that popped up. You know how you watch one video and then they be like, you might like this. So the next one was that one. So I said, okay, let me check this shit. And I was like, oh shit, okay. I like this shit. So then I posted maybe somebody else would like that. I posted it in the chain.
Yeah, no, I'm not dissing.
Okay.
I'm telling you straight out, like, I mean, what I said is exactly how I feel about it. And it's not good or bad. It's just they were not, to me, somebody who was like, you know, just somebody who, I must just say Nas or leaders of the fucking new school or whoever just came out and it was like, oh, them niggas.
Right. I didn't get that deep into it. I just looked at that video and was like, okay, I like the way they took the spirit of the original record and the way they flipped it. And that's the only thing I was looking at. I didn't get into a historical thing like, oh, these niggas sound like, fuck these niggas. They trying to bite
Buster. You got like
they trying to bite Buster. They trying to bite this person. They trying to bite. I ain't fucking with these niggas. I didn't get that deep into it. I took what it was. I said, okay, that sounded like the spirit of the original record. And they just flipped that shit. So, I like this shit.
okay, you got a whole bunch of albums of the week under your belt. So I was like, okay, well, what about this joint caught Kurt G's attention like that for you?
The video and the way they flipped the original was what caught me. Just okay. That alone. Just that one little section, I was caught in that one thing. And that was it. I didn't go in there and say song of the year, album of the year. No, I said video. Just the way they flipped that shit. I like okay. that.
Got you.
A man sitting next to you might come out with a video before the end of the year and be like, fuck what them niggas talking about. I got this shit.
First, let me say this, man. Salute the Coast Contra. The reason why I can say that is because right now we need shit like that.
There you go. See, that's what I was thinking.
It's no, you know, we ain't got no balance. And they help add more balance.
That's what I was thinking.
Feel like back in the day where it's like, yo, okay. I could get Crucial Conflict, I could get Diggable Planets, I could get NWA, I could get all this at once.
You better give your man 50 grand a shout out, Swerve, because I was about to.
Oh, for sure.
I was about to come in with that kneecap, yo. You know what I mean?
Jump out the way because I'm just asking a question.
I'm just saying, I mean, out of all the shit, you know, that Cat could have posted. You know, shout to them young bulls because, you know, whatever sameness or whatever precipitate, look, I'll take it.
I want to listen to the album, though.
But to E's point, it's that, like, that's what I was saying when we was talking about, you know, rock and the other cats in that vein of like, well, are they really outdoing a Wu-Tang? Are they really outdoing Black Moon? Are they really out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We heard PTA. At the moment that shit was created. So we were way more lucky than most of these, you know, folks nowadays. Where it's like, damn, that's what y'all got to listen to? It's like, whoa. So that's why it's like, all right, if this is going to give this era of people what we felt when we, you know what I'm saying, got the scenario joint for the first time and bugging out and all of that shit, you just like, yo, no one's touching Tribe. No one's messing with Native Tongues. No, you know what I mean? If this is for this generation, then I salute them dudes. But it's hard
no doubt.
To hear it
after
you've heard the original because it's like, yeah, who the fuck?
And that's where sometimes us, the next generation, has to sit down, you know, even trying to do the right thing. And I remember a cat in a record store challenged me. He was, you know, and I'm talking about a particular James Brown record. I forget what it was, but whatever it was, I was talking about the sample part. And the guy's like, nah, young bull, I'm going to just play the original Mind Power. After he played that, I had to sit my ass down. I don't give a fuck who sampled it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's the GOAT. You know what I mean? I just had to, sometimes you just got to sit your ass down. So I understand your point on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not hating on the young boys at all.
Right.
I'm just saying we had to be careful with the amount of credit and energy that we give them. Because I heard the album or whatever EP or whatever, I heard it and I was like...
Well, look, anybody... Right. Look, let me tell you something. I'm a cat and I'm in the record store. Yo, you niggas, you don't know nothing about this shit, nigga. Until you put on the original Joan. You know, and so young boys may want to pump up and be like, yo, this shit is incredible. But you just teach. That's all you gotta do. Just teach. You know, we gonna debate it because, like Tim was saying, we were there when the joke came out. Right. So that's a whole nother,
A whole nother conversation.
It's a whole nother conversation. Right. Yeah.
So that we can't have with people that weren't there.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Like, it's hard to beat that shit. Can I get a hit? But like, even right now, I still feel the power in those lines.
East Coast stomping.
Like, who's that? Right. Like, and that wasn't even a bar. But it was the, you know what I'm saying? All those ingredients that made it. Like, how do you top that shit?
Now, it is a good thing that they remind me of that, though. Yeah. I will say that.
I was going to say, that's where you got to give them credit for that.
I do give them credit for that, but I may not give as much credit because I have more information on the
whole thing. And that's where young boys is, to me, is like, well, we can't win. These old niggas ain't gonna like us no matter what. If we try to be like that old, like older guys, they shit on us, say y'all trying to bite. If we try to get over trap beats, they like, fuck them beats. You know what I'm saying? We can't win with these old niggas.
No, that's not true, because if Rakim would have came out rhyming like Kumo D, we might have dissed.
Right, we would have dissed. We would have dissed if he came out rhyming like that.
So elevate the game is what we asking for. Elevate it.
Right.
And it's not hard to elevate it at this time.
Hey, at what point did the rules go out the door? Because it was rules. Don't sound like nobody. Be original. Don't be whack.
That was before money.
Yeah, like now it's like the rules are be whack.
Yeah.
Don't be original. Yeah. Sound like somebody else. Like that's the actual.
There's really, that's the things that get you money.
Yeah, right. But and really, the only thing, and most of the rules are going by the wayside, no doubt. I think the only one that's probably still kind of being enforced is the goat talk. And guys are getting thrown out of the fucking whip left and right when they getting exposed. So it's probably one of the few things.
Hey, I'm making goat curry this year if y'all want it.
hey, that's what's up.
I got two big ass bowls of that shit that I plan on giving to the public before the year ends. Like, it's literally goat curry. Like,
look, while we sitting here right here,
you cooking up the spices. You cooking it up? Is it seasoned already?
Oh, man, look, I'm talking about straight from Land of Jamaica, gold curry, you know what I'm saying?
Listen to what I'm telling you.
That's a way better than I'm doing.
This on the show. I have heard. Look, what did Martin Luther King say?
I've seen the mountaintop.
I've seen the glory. I've seen. So I'm done talking about it. Whenever this dude releases this shit, you will see for yourself. You don't typically see a fucking sequel to a great fucking movie be greater.
So this is better than the first album. You're claiming this right now because that's a high bar, my nigga.
Fucking said it, and when you
shit, you don't get my hopes up here and then come in down here.
Your hopes wherever you want.
Is it better than the first album? You're telling me that because that first album was a fucking banger, my nigga.
This God Hates Gucci made album of the year.
Yes, it did, and it was a fucking banger.
Z.
Top you to bottom. Think, so you're gonna you tell you're be, setting you're setting the bar high. You're telling me that this is better than the one before.
Usually there's a letdown. And if this brother was I would still say the same.
I'ma keep it a buck with you. If the shit ain't better than the first one, I'm gonna say it.
You're gonna say it. Yeah, I'm gonna say it.
Before we get out. Tell him what one of your fucking motivations was for this album. Please tell that man right there.
My motivation for this album was industry rule number 4,080. It was going through life changes. It was realizing that now you are at the point where you can step in the ring with anyone.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And very slowly so they could know that I didn't leave anyone out when I said anyone. I can be in the ring with anyone. That's my OGs, that's my YGs, that's the motherfuckers in between where I'm at. Anybody wants to do it, you grab your tablet, because I know you write on the tablet. I'm going to grab my pen and paper. And the way my man was like, yeah, let me show you this mind power. I'm going to give y'all the mind power. And then I say, yeah, the joint that was sampled was amazing, but now I see what we talking about. And I mean, again, I don't ever want to claim to be the GOAT. Doug E said the only stars I know is in the sky. But at the same time, Redman said I'm after the gold and after that the platinum. So, again, y'all enjoy, not y'all, but everybody out there that's rapping, enjoy the rest of your summer into fall. Watch the leaves change colors, and you keep doing coke rap, trap rap.
All right, this is what we gonna do. This is what we gonna do.
Oh, yeah,
we're going long.
You see,
we going long.
I don't like this feeling of being put on a space where I like, you know what, this shit, anticipating something so much that this shit must be fucking crazy.
We're gonna have to get a take of exit. We going long here. We're going long here. We gotta get Kirk G's World Famous in.
You'll see it.
Okay. And we gonna see it, and trust me, we gonna be 100 on this show. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely going to keep it a buck.
I got a little bit of influence out there. I want to shout out to the people at Mass Appeal. If you're looking for something, you might want to go ahead and take a quick look at this. I got a couple of things have come through when I ask. We'll see. You
brother
know what I mean?
Nasir, we need to talk.
Yeah, exactly. You know, shout out to the brothers at, you know, Mass Appeal. Nope. But we're ready. We're ready for Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
Yeah. All right. This week, we got Lunar Heights, God Particle. That's Lunar Heights, God Particle. Then we got Kingdom Come and Oney Jordan Alchemy. That's Kingdom Come and Oney Jordan Alchemy.
All right. That's what's good. So until next week. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting over here like Green Deenie. Not Bun Deenie, but Green Deenie on this shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That's Onaje Jordan. I can't even read my own writing. Onaje Jordan. Holy shit. My bad.
Okay, dang. Wait,
say it again.
That's Kingdom Come and Onaje Jordan. Alchemy.
They turned into King Killer for a second.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Because the J looked like an I to me. Okay.
So we will see y'all next week. Yo, shout to you, Tim. Swerve. All right. Everybody, thank you for listening. Good night.
Appreciate you.
One.
And error, we all dying slowly. Christ coming never, it's still going to error. Chains fitted nice. Welcome to the future. Tell me, is it looking bright? Never by your sight. Faith always stay in motion. Cash rules, just saying, the body's made for lotion. Creflo, come anoint me well. A little humor, you don't like it, I can tell. It's really hard to sell, but that ain't why I do this, trust me. Since out of Eden, I've been one to count my days lovely. No goatee, fully bearded for the mature. Thinking good of others, that'll let them know for sure. This year got me counting all my blessings. Count one, count two, start confessing. Take the good with the bad, there's a lesson. Make moves and improve,
yeah, redemption.
This year got me counting all my blessings. Count one, count two, start confessing. Take the good with the bad, there's a lesson. Make moves and improve,
yeah, redemption.
Don't get caught up, man. Always take time to self-reflect,
yeah, redemption.
Life ain't all that bad. You still here, right? It's still me, chinky eye, for a kind. Offsprings get in line, about to bless thee. I'm in a circus, life is what you make it. Believe that, all I do is live truth. All I do is spit facts, never love Kit Kat. There is power in one, don't overlook it. Boy, your path's getting crooked. Devil City stole it, but he ain't really took it. Nah, the illest verse I ever wrote. Shakespeare type of quote, stoke the hope of hustle them both. Filled with the spirit of God, yeah, I'm born living. Man, I'm going places, I see it in my children, I see it and my wife walking out this faithful journey. The love is too strong, memories are staying buried. My rib, let's live it out, give it 100. I'm just saying, we can take it if you want it. You want it, you want it.
Thank you. KP Styles.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. You gotta put the top down on this one, man. Ha. Sometimes you gotta switch it up on them. Trust and believe. Top tier. Penmanship only, man. Numbs. Furious Styles. Sometimes you gotta sit back and find your passion. Yeah. And stop talking about it. Turn them thoughts into actions. Been going hard for so long. No plans on stopping. No L's. When it is my only option. I see posts how you the nicest. See the fake numbers. You don't pass the eye test, so I know you stunned. Me and Furious on autopilot, we cruising. Solid killers, they never know how we moving. They just see the product and how we execute. The music got me high, feel like I'm sitting next to Snoop. They gon' put this on repeat, gotta let it loop. The work I put in, they'll never have a clue. We back at it again, this time we reloaded. Always locked in, so I never have to refocus. I'ma dig deep and give you quality. I'm coming for the crown if we speaking honestly. Yeah, we back at it, they can't control it. This ain't a comeback, nah, we reloaded. Nah, we too focused. They can't bang with us. Line them up, ain't too many that can hang with us. Yeah, we back at it, they can't control it. This ain't a comeback, nah, we reloaded. Nah, we too focused. They can't bang with us. Line them up, ain't too many that can hang with us. My catalog can't be denied, but I'ma push the movement. And the hate don't faze me, I keep it moving. It's just motivation to go harder. Y'all make the noise, I just work smarter. Dropping bodies in the booth, yeah, it's getting real. Handle tracks like Sham God with the pill. Over their heads, they ain't gon' get all the lines. But it's cool, do your research, that's by design. And I ain't doing what the trends say. Masterclass in rap, getting numbs, I'm the sensei. I was a novice in the game, now I'm a OG. Laying the blueprint down, y'all better watch me. This ain't just talk, I put it in the music. I hear what y'all saying, most of it is useless. But I'ma stay in my lane and do my thing. Furious on the boards, we make the charts ring. Yeah, we back at it, they can't control it. This ain't a comeback, nah, we reloaded. Nah, we too focused, they can't bang with us. Line them up, ain't too many that can hang with us. Yeah, we back at it, they can't control it. This ain't a comeback, nah, we reloaded. Nah, we too focused, they can't bang with us. Line them up, ain't too many that can hang with us. Yeah.
Trying to help you, you understand? Keep the target soft, pull the trigger slow, so slow, you can't pull it slow enough. Let the shot surprise you.
All right, now.
Fire when ready. Fire!
Hey, check it, hey, yo. I hit the target like a short shot. Bonafide my strategy, secret in things they won't surmise. Just open your eyes, take a look around, a tour guide, point out the lies. What a spectacle for all the unsuspecting. Still something to write about, my pencil stay connecting. Problem solve, affirmative, no margin for error. Second guess, it got a no light. The presence embedded like poltergeist. Turn on your television, Entity 7 holding this mic. Still refuse to give the unsolicited advice. Who needs brothers who claim to know it all to live your life? Scrutinize the details with judgment. Independent if you don't get it right. Thanks, bro, but yo, who made you arbiter of my nights? Only thing matters on this platter is if I rhyme tight and sacrifice. Like, what would I do for this Klondike? Cause getting ice cream is innate. The microphones are in phase, inside critical distance, three times the length of my end days. Most pros don't care to know my thoughts except for MJ. Baby holds me down, but she eventually dissipates. Takes up residence within your face. The eyes are windows to the soul, or maybe shouldn't be bloodshot, I suppose. No longer shooting blanks for my protection. I finally got some real ammunition in my possession.
classify me as a marksman, whether with pistols or 50 cal snipers, any artillery that folks might try to take your life with. Worst offensive is the tongue, once spoken it can't be undone. Can't renege, retrospect heavyweights like a ton. To place the seal upon a relationship, and what's left is asking forgiveness. That's the second phase of this. May not be a third, depending on my words. I tend to retreat to my shell, becoming antisocial with the urban isolation, with plenty time to think and contemplation which methods approach and conversation are the safest. Cause thoughts are things, and words have power, and definitions mean something, but still every day we take it for granted. Ever wonder why we use the word hell inside of a greeting, or the reason why we stay condescending? But if the feeling's fleeting, you'll never get satisfaction. That's true, it shakes the foundation, maybe thrash the roots, no growth and half aloof. No longer shooting blanks for my protection. I finally got some real ammunition in my possession. Hey yo, you ever felt a hollow point? It'll tear through your joints and cause irreplaceable damage. Ligaments off the brandish, victims only want the pain to vanish. Claiming advantage, every move suppressed the unfortunate, broke the same commandments. If rap is like a risk, then I guess I'm taking my chances. Numerous sacrifices for slight advancement. I got a slight of hammer writing stanzas. I'm never curt like Rambis. Seven go deep into detail like an artist's canvas. What the hell y'all gonna tell me as if I'm stand spit? You out of line just like subordinates, reproaching management. Those who like the smoke supposed to handle it. Guns don't kill the person, it's intent behind the sights that makes it cancerous. But I'm still learning though, you tell me what the answer is.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh yeah, check this out.
Wanting shit to change, you gotta switch it up. Stay focused on your game, turn your hustle up. You think it's out of range, then you level up. For the love of duffel bags, I'm trying to fill them
up. I'm a woman of many hustles, trying to add to this duffel. I work a 9-to-5, but grind, making treats to the snuff. You a fine line between the times of love and hate with what I do. I want to focus on my rhymes, bake them, make me a few. But since I'm a mom, dukes for dukes, I gotta make moves. Which means I spend a lot of time in space, the shape of a cube. This music shit, it's been in me since the tapes with the spools. But the booth is not the place, I make the plate with the food. Debating with who, my writing been the problem since the mixtapes. Schooling these bitches like a graduate from Penn State. Heavyweight, Bully Ali, it ain't no stopping me. I'm running through these lines with a breeze and no apostrophes. You wanting shit to change, you gotta switch it up. Stay focused on your game, turn your hustle up. You think it's out of range, then you level up. For the love of duffel bags, I'm trying to fill them up. I don't want the Birkin, I prefer the duffel. No working, I'm just working, nigga, several hustles. Already specified the fact that they ain't talking to me. And I ain't playing quarterback, so fuck your sack and your D. Last nigga questioned my hustle, he was definitely pleased. I took his pack and ran it back before 2:45. I can't be worried about the purse, don't see no purpose in it. Wanna show me your worth, well then give me something to flip. These niggas talking work, but coming with some perks in the zip. Turn your little ooze into vert and sell you something to sip. Lips talking greasy in a jiffy cause I keep them lube. But these laps is old school the way I duck a goose. Chicks be conceited when they patting that poops. Push a bitch up in the booth and she be acting for juice. You wanting shit to change, you gotta switch it up. Stay focused on your game, turn your hustle up. You think it's out of range, then you level up. For the love of duffel bags, I'm trying to fill them up. I don't want the Birkin, I prefer the duffel. No working, I'm just working, nigga, several hustles.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want the Birkin, I prefer the duffel. No twerking, I'm just working, nigga, several hustles. I'm speaking with my chest, cause this ain't nothing subtle. I keeps the crowd focused on me like we in the huddle. Duffel bag bully.